And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. And on today's show, I'm going to hit you with some concepts, and I'm kind of looking for your feedback. Now, it's a little bit different when you're asking for feedback from listeners that, well, they don't have access to a call-in line. Yeah, we used to do a, like kind of a call-in show type of format. We did that for several years. And then we kind of switched gears and stopped being like everybody else and started being more like ourselves at Lifestyles Unlimited. So what I'm getting at is that Lifestyles Unlimited is, well, it's an organization that's different from most other organizations. It is an organization that was created back in 1990, out of the concept that people were having a difficult time trying to retire themselves. They were. As a matter of fact, the founder and CEO of Lifestyles Unlimited, his name is Del Walmsley, he retired himself at the ripe old age of 34 because he had taught himself how to invest in real estate. And then he went on to teach other people, and he taught people after that. And people after that. And what I'm getting at is that Lifestyles Unlimited was born in 1990, and here it exists today. Here it exists almost 35 years later, in its present form, helping its members to retire themselves. Now get this, are you ready for this? Helping its members to retire themselves in 5 years or less, helping its members replace their earned income, that's the money you earn by going to work, with the passive income that comes from correctly investing in real estate assets, and designed to help you stop depending on a 401k, an IRA, or a pension, if those even exist anymore. Now, I know those are still out there. They're mainly in the government sector. I know most of the private sector has moved away from a pension. And the reason they moved away from a pension is because it makes more economic sense, if you're the business, to put the retirement burden on the employee. And that's what the 401k and the IRA do. It puts the retirement burden on you. Yeah, back in the day, pensions were the thing. You would go to work for a company, and you would hope to work for a company that would pay you a pension. And the idea was you would provide loyalty to that company, and that company would provide loyalty back to you. And you would grow together. You would grow as an employee and employer relationship until you get to a certain point where the employee has done everything that they have to do. And now they're going to be rewarded with a pension. But here's the problem with those pensions. If you've ever analyzed the personnel costs of a business that pays pensions, they're high. Those personnel costs are very high. And one of the things that corporate America figured out to do, as well as the rest of the employers out there that followed suit, was they realized that if you could not pay an employee a pension, you could give them some money in exchange for that pension. And then there's this little thing called a 401k that's out there. We'll get them, the employee, to invest in the 401k. And that puts the burden on you. No longer does the employer have the burden of trying to build up a reserve of money so that they can pay you a pension after you stop working for them. Nowadays, it doesn't work that way. Nowadays, you're supposed to retire yourself off of that bag of money that you've built up. But here's the problem. What you're doing now for retirement probably won't get you retired in 5 years or less. Probably won't replace your earned income with passive income. And it definitely won't require you to stop depending on your 401k, your IRA, or even a pension for retirement. We're really about teaching you a different methodology to follow that will allow you to retire yourself in the next 5 years or less. 5 years or less. We will also help you understand that if you continue to rely on your earned income as your primary income source for your life, guess what your primary income source for your life will be when you get older? Earned income. Earned income. Yeah, you heard me correctly. You will continue to trade time for money. You will continue to work in your old age because you haven't developed something called passive income. So what's passive income? Passive income is income that comes in based off of investments that you've made that you don't actually go out and work on behalf of. What they do for you is they free up all of your time. Now, here, let's share a funny story with you. Every once in a while, I run into a Lifestyles Unlimited member who is investing in real estate assets. And I ask them, how much time do you spend on your investment analysis? And the ironic thing is the new members tend to spend the most amount of time. Now, it's not really a funny story. It's really a reality story. So the reason that they tend to spend more time analyzing their investments as new investors, as opposed to investing them as more seasoned investors, is because they're still in a learning phase. They're still learning the ins and outs of the businesses that they have invested in. And there's nothing wrong with that, because what it does for them is it allows them to absorb the information about the asset that they're invested in. And that's a key point. They understand the asset that their hard-earned money is invested in. As a result of that, it separates them from the majority of investors out there. Now, in the last segment, I suggested that you're one of those types of investors that the majority of you, not all of you, I get it. There are some of you that don't do this, but the majority of you, you give your money up to a financial planner. You let that financial planner do whatever that financial planner says they're going to do. You're happy with getting an 8%, 9%, 10%, 12% return on investment, and you're just chugging along, hoping to make it through the 30 or 40 or 50 year process that you have signed up for. But a company like Lifestyles Unlimited says, stop. Stop doing that. Don't do that. There's a better way. There's a way to get yourself retired in 5 years or less. And it has nothing to do with the stock market. It has something to do with a different asset class, not stocks in companies that you know nothing about, but ownership in real estate assets that you can know as much as you want to know about those assets. As a matter of fact, I want you to know as much as you need to know and as much as you want to know about the assets that you invest in. Now, me, I'm invested in multifamily apartment communities. I get quarterly reports from the lead investors that I'm invested with that give me the financials on how the property has performed over the last 90 days. So what do I do with those reports? File them in the trash can? No, I actually read them. I read them. I look at how the financials are performing. If I have any questions about the financial information that's been presented to me, I pick up the phone, I call the lead investor, and I go, hey, you got a minute? Can we talk this out? And they always go, yeah, let's talk it out. And then what I usually realize is that there was something that I was missing. I just didn't understand. And that lead investor filled me in on the piece of information I didn't understand. And now I'm full. I'm full. I'm fulfilled. Yeah, now I've got it all dialed in. See, I understand the assets that I'm invested in. I understand how they perform. I understand how and when they pay me quarterly distributions. I understand what is being done to develop the equities in the asset so that at a future date, I can harvest all of that equity and double or potentially triple or even more my money that's sitting in that particular investment. Pretty cool stuff, right? Now, when I tell you that Lifestyles Unlimited is designed to help you retire in 5 years or less, replace your earned income with passive income, and to stop depending on 401ks, IRAs, and pensions for your retirement, does any of that sound too good to be true? Well, here's the thing. Every one of those claims is absolutely achievable. The only catch is it's going to require some hard work and some dedication on your part. This is not a zero-sum game type of proposal. No, you're going to have to educate yourself, and then you're going to have to learn how to go out and acquire assets. You're going to have to learn how to renovate those assets. You're going to have to learn how to operate those assets, and then you're going to learn how to make money with those assets because you did everything else correctly. That's what we're going to teach you to do when you become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. But check this out. There's a problem that exists between your chosen path in life and your desired outcome of wealth. They don't meet up. We know this for a fact at Lifestyles Unlimited. Most people are not looking for get-rich-quick schemes, and we're not here to offer you one. We also know that most people are already working hard and dedicated to something. In many cases, that's your job. You're putting in 40, 50, 60, or more hours per week trying to be a success and to help the success of the organization that you're working with. But check this out. There's over 200 years of financial literature out there that helps promote the path of wealth through real estate investment. And get this, investing in real estate is not just for the wealthy. It's for people like you and me. And I will tell you this, there's nothing that I share with you on this radio show that is a secret or it's considered brand new. Everything can be found in your local bookstore or public library for free. There are people, however, that would tell you you have to buy their books or their set of CDs or whatever to get their secrets. At Lifestyles Unlimited, we know this for a fact. There are no secrets. Real estate has remained relatively unchanged since the founding of this country. And guys like Benjamin Franklin, you've heard of Ben Franklin, one of the first self-made millionaires in America, amassed great wealth by doing the types of things that we promote at Lifestyles Unlimited. Pretty cool stuff, right? I'll tell you what, when we come back from the break, what I'm going to do with you is I'm going to share with you a concept about your mindset. Stick around.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment. Got questions? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com.
The Lifestyles Unlimited team of real estate investing mentors and educators want to meet you. Learn to retire in 5 years or less. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297. Lifestyles Unlimited.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the second half of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. As we went to break, I told you I was going to shift gears a little bit, and I was going to talk to you a little bit about your mindset. And there's really just two types of mindsets out there. There's the millionaire mindset, and there's the middle-class mindset. Which one do you think you have? Now, some of you, you want to have the millionaire mindset, but what you have is the middle class mindset. So what's the difference? Well, to fully understand the millionaire mindset, it's best for us to look at the employee or the middle class mindset, because at the end of the day, that's probably the mindset that you have because that's what you've been conditioned to understand. So let's focus on the middle class mindset. Check this out. I was taught that there was a path to peace, love, joy, health, wealth, and happiness. Simply do this. Go to school. Get good grades. Get into college, get more good grades, get a job to get good pay and benefits. And along with that good pay and benefits, maybe I would get a retirement plan that came in the form of a pension or a stock option or 401k. Well, my path involved a call to service. I did well in school, was able to get into a really good college. I went to the University of Southern California, but I couldn't afford to go to school at that private university. So how did I do it? Well, I earned a four-year Army ROTC scholarship, which paid for all my tuition, but my room and board were my responsibility. So I left college with something called student loan debt. 27 years later, after serving proudly in the United States Army, the Army selected me for promotion and then subsequently decided on my behalf it was time to retire. I went from career to unemployed like that. And in retirement, I earned a pension. And that pension still pays me today. I earned that glorious pension. But here's what you don't know about those pensions. Those military pensions tend to pay about one-third of what you used to make when you were on active duty. I can get into a full discussion about why that is. I've talked about it on past shows. I'm not going to get into that discussion right now. Just suffice it to say that I tasted retirement. Tasted it. Because I retired from the United States Army. My mindset was, I'm retired, bro. But here's the problem. I was retired with a middle class mindset. I was not retired with the millionaire's mindset. Pretty interesting, right? Let me ask you a question. Would you consider 5 years to be a long period of time? Well, if you've been doing anything for 5 years straight, like working over 40 hours per week, and that work has not produced enough passive income to meet or exceed your bills, then what you're doing is ineffective and it needs to change. I'm serious about that. It needs to change. Now, I was reading a book after I retired called Unlimited Power. And in that book, well, I mean, first of all, let me just tell you, I was feeling like kind of like a failure because here's what I had to do. I had to go back into the workforce. I had to go get earned income. It was kind of tough for me to say that just now because I kind of got that overwhelming feeling of, wow, you were kind of a failure back then. I mean, that's kind of the way I was feeling. I mean, I did everything I was supposed to do. I gave my life, my loyalty to the United States Army, but I still wasn't in control of my retirement destiny. And worse, the passive income that came in from that pension didn't cover my bills. See, what I was doing was ineffective and it needed to change. So I read this book by Tony Robbins. You've probably heard of it. It's called Unlimited Power. And in that book, he says, there's no such thing as failure versus success. There are only results. And if you evaluate your life as fail versus success, then it's ego-based. And you have to be careful of your ego because it's more concerned with being right than it is with being effective. Ego sees according to what others think of you. When I focused on the results and only on what I achieved, this left me with two choices. I could continue down the path that I was on and use something called the trial and error method. In other words, you get a result, you make a little change, you get a new result. If you don't like the result, you make a little change, get a new result. You keep trying and usually failing, but you keep trying. You make a few more changes to get the result you're looking for. Or you could do what Andrew Carnegie suggested 100 years ago. Who's Andrew Carnegie? He's the guy that founded U.S. Steel, one of the major steel companies in the industrial age. And here's what he said. Stop trying to reinvent the wheel. Find someone who has success doing what you want to do and imitate them. Pretty cool stuff, right? Now, Carnegie called this way of thinking a mastermind group. Tony Robbins, in his book Unlimited Power, calls it a role model or a mentor. And at Lifestyles Unlimited, We offer mentoring services. Why do we do that? Because it's an essential component to the education that we provide our members. Education, along with access to a mentor, is the formula for success that we follow at Lifestyles Unlimited. You didn't know that, did you? It totally is the formula for success because I have knowledge and I have somebody who has gone before me who is helping me understand problems that I could run into and helping me avoid those problems before I even create the problem. Now, I will still create some problems along the way, but what's okay about that is, number one, I'm going to learn from those problems, and number two, I've got a mentor on my side who is there to assist me with resolving the problem that I created. Pretty cool stuff, right? Pretty cool stuff. All right, so When it comes to the trial or error method or doing what Andrew Carnegie said to do, option two made a lot more sense to me. All we got to do is go find a mentor, right? Can't be that hard, right? So where do you look? Where do you look to find a mentor? You want to do this on your own. You don't want to become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. You want to educate yourself on your own and you want to find a mentor on your own. Okay, not a problem. You do you. I'm not telling you that's right, wrong, or different. If it were me, I'd become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. Yeah, because it's all right there, ready for you. But if you want to do this on your own, far be it for me to tell you no. Try looking to your family. Look to your family to find your mentor. After all, they love you, they admire you, they respect you, right? But are they financially independent? No one in my family qualified to be my mentor financially, specifically because none of them were financially independent. In my pursuit to find a mentor, to gain education, and to surround myself with successful, like-minded people, I became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. I did. But before I could begin to buy any real estate, I first had to work on changing my mindset. I had to change it from the middle-class mindset to a millionaire's mindset. So how do you do that? How do you do that? Well, the first thing you have to do is you have to stop doing what other people are doing. I'm serious. You have to stop doing what other people are doing. As a matter of fact, what you need is an effective map. You need a roadmap to follow. Are you following an effective roadmap right now? Well, many of you think you are, but keep in mind, if you put the caveat into the equation that says you have to retire in the next 5 years or less, what you're doing for retirement doesn't qualify. Because what you're doing for retirement is designed to keep you going for what, 30, 40, 50, 60 years? I don't know how long it's going to take. I do know that there are people my age. I'm in my 60s. I'm proud to be in my 60s. I made it 60 years on this planet. But there are people my age that bought into the 401k plan. They bought into the IRA plan. They've got a bag of money. I don't know if there's enough money in there to live off of. Because they're doing the calculus. They are. They're taking a look at how much money is in the bag. And then they're taking a look at how old they are today. And then they try and figure out, how long will I live? And there's not a lot of information to support, how long will you live? I don't know how long I'm going to live. I know I made it to today, but I don't know if I'm going to make it to tomorrow. If I wake up tomorrow, I might find out, well, I got lucky. I got another day. See, there's no expiration date tattooed on my left hip. It's not there. It doesn't exist. It doesn't say this body is good for 75 years. I don't know how long this body's good for. Let me just share with you some things I know about my body. I beat the snot out of my body. I did. I spent 27 years in the United States Army doing things that were very physical in nature, and it had an effect on my body. After 27 years of doing that stuff, I'm living in a body that I'm sure you wouldn't trade me for. I'm pretty confident about that. So what am I getting at? What I'm getting at is that you need to have an effective map for retirement. In his book, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, Stephen Covey points out that the things to do with money are neither right nor wrong. They're either effective or they're ineffective. So simply put, what you're doing now to build wealth for yourself and your family, it's either working or it's not. So why is this so important? Because of all the reasons I've highlighted on today's show. You don't know that what you're doing for retirement is going to work for you because there's a lot of unknowns on the back end of your retirement plan. The retirement plan that I'm on, way different. And here's why. My retirement plan is focused on passive income. My retirement plan is designed to buy assets that will be put into my portfolio that create sources of passive income for me. In addition to the sources of passive income, these assets are poised to double or better my money in a certain period of time. Now, let's compare that to what you're doing. You've got money that's coming out of your check before you even see it. It's going right to your financial planner. They're buying stuff. You have no idea what they're buying until you get your statement in the mail, right? Or until you go onto the internet and you look at what's in your portfolio. And many of you, even though your financial planner provides you the documentation about what they're up to, you don't read it. You don't bother to read it. You have no idea what you're invested in. Step number one, pay attention to what you're invested in. Understand what you're invested in. Understand what that investment is designed to do for you in the form of retirement in the future you. If you can't formulate all of that stuff, if you can't figure it all out, chances are you're invested in the wrong thing. You might be invested in the wrong thing. But hey, most of America's doing it, so why shouldn't you? Because of all of the potential threats that I've disclosed to you on this radio show today. The biggest threat facing you right now is that you'll be 82 years of age, working for an organization, only to find out that that organization has made a decision to either let you go or reduce your pay. And then what are you going to do? Now, why do I bring that up? Because I have a listener that actually emailed me that told me that's kind of what's going on in his life. Now, I'm not going to tell you who the person is, but that person reached out to me. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do the best that I can to help that person understand that even at the age of 82, they can still change the trajectory of their life. Their life isn't over. What I found amazing, and this is what I found absolutely amazing, the guy is 82 years of age and he's still working full time. That gives me hope. That gives me great hope, because here's what I know about my family history. My parents, both of them lived to the age of 75. And as they got to the latter stages of their years, they became more and more infirmed as their bodies continued to wear out on them until they eventually passed away at the age of 75. But this guy's 82 and he's still going strong. And here's the thing I want him to know. Even at 82, you can change the trajectory of your life. You can start doing things to repurpose what you have for savings. You can repurpose what you have for investments. And you can start looking at the money you have in reserve and consider investing that money into assets that will start paying you passive income. Money that comes into your household that your employer has nothing to do with. Pretty interesting stuff, right? Okay. What else should I talk to you about? What else should I share with you about a mind shift change? If you don't believe that you can change your mind, you won't change your mind. It's kind of a paradox, isn't it? Kind of sounds like a little paradox. But if you don't believe that a change can occur in your own self, a change will never occur in yourself. So what should you do? I think the first step, and this was my first step, I think this should be your first step too. Check out Lifestyles Unlimited. I'm serious. Check them out. And when I say check them out, I mean put them through a ringer. Go and find the dirt on Lifestyles Unlimited. Go and find the negative comments that are out there about Lifestyles Unlimited. And then go out and find the positive comments. And I think what you're going to find is the positive comments drastically overwhelm any negative comments you might find. I mean, I've done this exercise and I can't find negative stuff about Lifestyles Unlimited. I can't, because Lifestyles Unlimited's been around for almost 35 years. We have been doing what we have been doing, and we have been successful at it for a long period of time. What organizations last that long? Not many. Not many that aren't governmental anyhow, right? But here's the point I want to make. Lifestyles Unlimited has no intentions of going anywhere. Lifestyles Unlimited has every intention of educating everybody who is interested in receiving the education. And the education isn't painful. The education is designed to teach you what you need to know. Not a bunch of theory, not a bunch of hyperbole, but what you need to know. So what are they going to teach you? They're going to teach you what I'm teaching you right now. That you've got to have a mindset change. That you have to understand that there's a better way to invest your money than what you're doing right now. And that there are better results waiting for you when you do that. You also have to understand how to invest correctly in single family assets. You have to learn how to invest correctly in multifamily assets. And there, I've pretty much surmised all of the education for you. It takes us 16 hours to give you everything that you need, but we will give you everything that you need in that 16-hour course. But before you take that 16-hour course, I want you to take one of our free workshops. So how do you take one of our free workshops? It's real simple. All you have to do is go to lifestylesunlimited.com. When you get to lifestylesunlimited.com, there is a little tab at the very top that says, start here. So what do I want you to do? I want you to navigate there, and I want you to press that button, start here. And let's get you going.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.